This past week, the Sussex County Board of County Commissioners asked their legal counsel to write a letter to the State Attorney General's office looking for up-to-date info on the investigation into the COVID-19 deaths of residents at the two nursing homes in Andover. Letter, which was presented at the commissioner's meeting this past Wednesday, also requested that Acting Attorney General Andrew Bruck ask the state to honor all requests for information filed by the county under the Open Public Records Act regarding the deaths and the related investigation. Murphy administration still stonewalling Open Public Records Act requests for documents related to the operation of nursing homes during the pandemic. That's after promising many times to be a full and transparent investigation. Maybe the most stellar excuse given was that there was an election campaign going on. Now that's obviously over, so now what's the new dodge? Previously known as Andover Subacute and Rehab Center, they were overwhelmed with 17 bodies at their, I guess they'd call it a makeshift morgue that could only hold 4 bodies. This request follows news, by the way, that Arkansas Attorney General has issued an arrest warrant for the former owner of the Andover facilities on fraud charges. The guy's name is Joseph Schwartz, charged in the $3.6 million Medicaid fraud case involving his facilities that he owns in Arkansas. He also owned the Andover facilities, which I mentioned, but he gave up that ownership before the pandemic. Of course, the group he gave that ownership to included his son. The Andover facilities, they were heavily criticized in a federal report last year, determined lack of proper care, reading from the report here, has caused or was likely to cause serious injury or death to residents. One of the state's largest nursing homes, 2 facilities next to each other. They can have as many as 700 patients in their 2 locations. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, that's a division of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, hit them with a civil penalty of $220,000 during a 15-day period in which the facility was deemed, in their term, immediate jeopardy. One of the responses by the Andover facilities regarding all this, name changes. Andover Subacute 1 was renamed a Limecrest Subacute and Rehabilitation Center, and Andover Subacute 2 was renamed Woodland Behavioral and Nursing Center. Since early 2020, there are 83 residents in both those locations who have died from COVID-19 complications, more than 270 tested positive for the virus. That's courtesy of data from the Sussex County Division of Health. Governor's office referred all inquiries to the Acting Attorney General's office, which of course did not respond to any request for more information. By the way, these 2 long-term care facilities are among those in New Jersey where National Guard medical troops are being deployed to help with the care that the centers have been entrusted to provide, but they're among those which have experienced recent spikes in COVID cases. Worst outbreak currently underway is the former Andover Subacute Rehab Center. As I said, now it's known as Woodland Behavioral and Nursing Center. 158 residents, 84 employees have confirmed diagnosis of COVID. 2 residents have passed away. Going back to what the commissioners in Sussex County are up to, this according to the county's email, they want more info on the poor management of the nursing home in the run-up to Governor Murphy's Executive Order 103, which, of course, forced long-term care facilities to accept COVID patients who were currently at that point in the hospitals. Reading from the county email, state officials were responsible for the licensing and oversight of these facilities, which heightens the need for transparency and full disclosure. County commissioners have cooperated fully with the state investigation, including allowing interviewing of staff members, all emails and correspondence, and emails to the state health department in response to what was happening at the nursing home. Quotes, County Commissioner Anthony Fasano was saying, "It's been more than a year and we still have not heard anything about this investigation or how the policies, decisions, and oversight directed at our nursing homes resulted in tragedy." You might recall back in this past November, Sussex County voters gave the commissioners go-ahead to do all this and to call for an investigation into the deaths of the elderly and veterans from those homes by voting yes on the county ballot question. On a related note, Governor Phil Murphy's administration has agreed to pay $53 million to the families of 119 seniors, most of whom died of COVID-19 at state-run veterans homes where I'll say at least questionable practices and poor decisions led to one of the nation's highest nursing home death tallies during the pandemic. This would give each family on the average $445,000. They'd argue that their loved ones became sick due to gross departures from nursing home standards and infection control homes. The homes were located in Paramus, Menlo Park, and Vineland. Unless I missed it, I don't believe there was any, well, significant announcement by Governor Murphy or any of his administration members about this settlement. Well, I guess I might have missed it. Can't watch everything all the time. Overall, 205 residents, 2 nursing aides died from COVID-19 at 3 locations. Vast majority of those during the first wave of the pandemic. Back in spring 2020, Menlo Park had 103 resident deaths, Paramus 89, Vineland had 13. Among the findings into the investigation of these 3 locations, this was through documents obtained by NorthJersey.com, managers at the homes adamantly opposed allowing staff and outside vendors, like ambulance drivers even, to wear masks during the first month of the pandemic. With the help of Murphy's office, managers were setting up actual penalties if nurses continued to use the home's masks without permission. It came just days before Murphy's health commissioner ordered all nursing home staff statewide to, wear masks. At the Paramus home, residents who were tested positive for COVID-19 got to hang out in the dementia unit with others who awaited test results more than a month into the first wave. Nurses' aides didn't know which residents had tested positive, which were waiting for results, and often cared for each wearing the same gown, same gloves, same mask, all which could have just as easily spread the virus. A janitor mopped the floor of room after room at Paramus, unaware that stop signs on the doors meant that there was an infected person inside. This agreement didn't come about until after Election Day, when, of course, Murphy won his second term and was criticized by his Republican challenger, Jack Cittarelli, for his handling of the nursing home crisis in COVID-19. Settlement actually came about 3 days before Christmas. But by just about all accounts, the amounts are considered to be significantly higher than most nursing home malpractice settlements. Now, this is going to work, too. The state pays 60% of the settlement in the first quarter of this year, then the rest by July 30th. Meanwhile, the deaths at the veterans' homes are the subject now of 2 investigations, one by the State Attorney General's office, which had subpoenaed the homes to turn over documents to a grand jury late last year as part of an investigation into nursing home deaths. Second was initiated by the Justice Department back in the Trump administration. Interviews with staff for that one, they were conducted back in October of last year. Now, going back to that settlement payment, Senators Stephen Orojo and Joe Panaccio have filed requests for public records related to that $53 million settlement with the nursing home deaths. Senator Orojo said, "We filed a request for public records related to the $53 million that apparently will be paid by New Jersey taxpayers to settle claims of negligence and incompetence made against the Murphy administration for deaths in state-run veterans' homes." Orojo continues, "The documents we're seeking will help us to understand what went wrong at the start of the coronavirus pandemic so we can develop effective policies that better protect our seniors and veterans. This isn't about playing gotcha with the administration. We're trying to save lives." Oh, no doubt the response from the Murphy administration will be, "Well, this is all politics." Since May of last year, Senate Republicans have been trying to understand how the Murphy administration response to the pandemic contributed to the unnecessary deaths in New Jersey-run nursing homes and the veterans' homes. Continuing attempt to try to understand the facts as well as the rationale of the Murphy administration for settling claims related to veterans' home deaths, or home Panaccio, of course, filed new requests for government records under the Open Public Records Act with the Governor's Office, Department of Health, Department of Military Veterans Affairs, and Department of Law and Public Safety. The request includes the following: "Please provide a copy of any and all directives, policy statements, or other instructions or guidance related to COVID-19 provided under the authority of the main department or any subdivision thereof to any administrator, supervisor, or other staff or personnel, including volunteers of a state-operated veterans nursing home in New Jersey between March 1, 2020, and the date on which this request is received. Additionally, please provide a copy of any settlement, mediation, arbitration, or other agreement entered into by the state or subdivision thereof, arising out of a state lawsuit concerning the death due to COVID-19 of a resident of any of the state-operated veterans nursing homes in New Jersey, as well as any government record relied upon to determine the terms of the settlement, mediation, arbitration, or other agreement. The Murphy administration has denied a prior Open Public Records Act request from the Senate Republicans looking for documents similar to this, and I'm not making this up. There was one point when Governor Murphy said with a straight face that information regarding how New Jersey handled the pandemic could not be released for, get ready, national security reasons. The closer you can get that to any level of believability is saying, yeah, you don't want the rest of the nation to see how incompetent you and the rest of the New Jersey government was in dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, especially via Murphy's own edict to move seniors with COVID out of the hospitals into the nursing homes and veterans centers.